Blood on the River. The author, Alyssa Carbone, wrote a historical fiction novel titled Blood on the River, which took place in 1607 in Jamestown, Virginia. The main characters are John Smith, Samuel Collier, and Reverend Hunt. They work together to solve the problem that Samuel doesn't have a family, while focusing on the themes of coming of age and class warfare. One important character in the story is Samuel Collier. He is pretty much always violent. He is shabby and a street rat. His personality could be described as loving, sometimes hates, and is mad at the world. And these three personality traits exemplify by the following scenes from the book. He is loving because his mother is dead and he really misses her. He hates the world because he blames everyone for everything. He is wild because he always fights James and Richard. In the middle of the book, James dies and Samuel feels it's his fault, so he feels really bad and he stops fighting Richard, and they become friends. Samuel has a motto, and it is, trust no one but yourself. By the end of the story, he has opened his heart to many people, such as the Layden family, John Smith, Reverend Hunt, and Richard. Samuel's main problem in the book is that he has no family. He didn't really care that his dad died, but it meant a lot to him that his mom did. So he stole his mom's locket that was in a store because he felt it was his. After he stole it, he got caught and went to jail for 2 days and then went to an orphanage. His journey still hadn't ended. He then goes on a boat with Richard and James, and he always gets in fist fights with them. His problems continue. Captain Smith yells at him and makes him stand on one foot during the storm and Samuel can't balance. He falls over and Captain Smith tells him, you can't stand on one foot. You need people to help you and guide you through your life. Then he had to go to the bathroom. Since he was in chains, he had to ask Richard for a slop bucket. Sam's attitude came together. After John Smith got hurt, he went back to England and told Samuel that he was not going to be a slave. He was going to be a carpenter for John Layden, so he felt he was a part of his family. One important theme in the story is it's hard to get through life by yourself. Samuel was in chains and he couldn't get out, so he had to ask Richard for help. On page 58, you will notice that. You can't stand on one foot without no help from anyone. We all need help to help each other. On page 56, you can't trust no one. You can't trust no one. You need to depend on someone to be your friend. You need to know you're safe. Page 218. My favorite part in this book was when Anne and baby Virginia both survived and everyone was happy. My least favorite part was when the fire burnt everything down and all their work was destroyed. It almost made me cry. The story made me feel happy and sad. There's parts in the book where there's happy things that go on and when there's sad things that go on. In all, I thought the book was great because the author described everything in such a powerful way. I would recommend this book to everyone because it is so detailed.